that same subject, a listener rang up and said, I can't go online to buy match tickets. Can you find out for me if tickets can be bought in Garvey's? Now, this person doesn't say tickets for what specifically, but I'm kind of guessing it might be the National League, which is due to start very shortly. And of course, now we'll have more capacity crowds. We'll have more people allowed to go to games, which is great to see. But it also means there's going to be big demand for tickets as well. So I suppose people are getting prepared, especially when you consider that we've got the Dubs coming down in early February to play Kerry here in the Kingdom. So there'll be a lot of demand for tickets for that. Now, the answer is I don't know. I don't know if there will be a certain percentage of tickets for sale in Garvey's, but we will endeavour to find out. And if I can't find out by the end of the programme, I'm sure Eamon Hickson will know more on Terrace Talk this evening from 6. Keep those comments coming in, 0667123666 to call, 083 300 3300 to text or WhatsApp. Now, think before you click. That's what I have entitled my next discussion, because when the country is in a state of hysteria, like it was last week over the appalling tragedy surrounding the death of Aisling Murphy in Tullamore, County Offaly. Public opinion is very important on those occasions, but it's also very important that people keep a little bit of, be a little bit more measured in their thoughts before commenting online. Now, we saw scenes of absolute hysteria outside Tullamore Court when the man who has been charged in relation to Aisling's death was brought before a judge. I think scenes that many people hadn't seen before. But allied to that, as well as that, there was a lot of commentary online about the man in question, and a lot of people saying things on Twitter and saying things elsewhere in social media, and perhaps not thinking before they put what we would say pen to paper before they put fingers to keyboards, I suppose, is the correct way to say it in these modern times. So what should you take into account before you make any comments about court cases that are still sub judice? And indeed, what does that term sub judice actually mean? Well, Owen O'Sullivan is a solicitor with law firm KOD Lines, based in Dublin, but Owen has Kerry connections as well. And he's written a very interesting piece about this. Owen is on the line now to talk some more. You're very welcome to the programme, Owen.
Hi, Deirdre. How are you doing? How are things?
Good, and it's great to talk to you. Now, I know you're a Dub and a proud Dub, but you've Kerry connections as well, is that right?
I do indeed. All my dad's side of the family will be from the Glen and Ballinskellig in South Kerry there. So I'd get in trouble if I didn't mention that anyway.
Oh, very good. So, Owen, what prompted you to write this piece?
Well, I suppose, as you said there at the outset, that over the last couple of weeks there's been a lot of public emotion and I suppose a lot of public opinion in relation to the tragic and awful circumstances around the killing of Aisling Murphy. And a lot of it has been on social media and other online platforms. And I suppose my area of expertise is in criminal defence. And I suppose that there is this rule, as you set out, the sub judice rule, which basically means that it's a Latin phrase which translates directly as under a judge. It means that the matter is before a court, law, judge, or under judicial consideration. And as such, it should be, I suppose, prohibited from public discussion, and the judicial process and those involved in it should be allowed to deal with the case in as impartial a way as possible before the courts. So I suppose we had seen a lot of emotive opinions, information, images, all being posted on social media, and the worry would be that these could potentially have a negative impact down the line on how this case can proceed. When a matter is considered before the court, it's as far back as when a person can be arrested, first of all, and then when they're charged and brought to the court, that person is entitled to the presumption of innocence. They are considered innocent until proven guilty. If that's the case, they're also entitled to a right to fair trial and due process, protection under the Constitution. And I suppose some posts or some tweets or whatever other platform that people are voicing their views in relation to this on, could have a negative impact in that they might be seen to negatively influence people involved in the case and how the trial is conducted. So that's the fear in relation to this, that not only could it potentially prevent an accused person from having their right to a fair trial and due process, but a knock-on of that would be that potentially a case could be delayed or even prevented from going on, and then you're negatively impacting a victim or their family, their access to justice.
And have you seen or heard, Owen, of somebody standing up in court and saying to the judge, my client can't get a fair trial, and then citing tweets or Facebook posts or whatever and saying, well, look, this has all been said in the public domain, how can my client get a fair trial? Has that actually happened?
Well, I suppose without going into, I suppose, previous cases, what I would say is that it's now common procedure for judges in the circuit court to give a warning to members of the jury not to conduct, I suppose, their own investigations into the matter and not to, I suppose, look into it on social media. Cases are to be dealt with purely on the evidence that's presented before the court in the courtroom and not from any other outside influences. That's, I suppose, how justice is done. So what I would say in relation to that is that judges are now getting to a stage where they have to warn jurors to stay away from looking these matters up on social media for fear that it could potentially influence their decision if they saw comments such as comments on an accused person's previous character or even comments on various witnesses within the case. Cases should just be dealt with solely on what is discussed in the courtroom under evidence.
And there have been some cases, haven't there, a few high-profile ones of people who've been hauled over the coals, and rightly so, for what they've said on social media about cases that were sub judice.
Absolutely. I think there have been a number of people that were brought before the court. They were prosecuted and they received fines or even suspended sentences before the circuit court in relation to, I suppose, sharing images and information in relation to the Anastasia Creel case and the boy A and boy B accused. Those people were brought before the court, and that was taken very seriously in that some of the matters were dealt with before the circuit court, which is a court that deals with the more serious offences that come before the courts.
And so, what could you potentially, Owen, what could happen to you in terms of a punishment if you were found guilty of posting something that led to a trial collapsing or that led to the court, the whole case being prejudiced? What potentially, are we talking a fine? Are we talking a possible jail sentence even?
It can carry, so first of all, it could carry a conviction on your record. That can have its own ramifications when it comes to employment and visas for going to America or Canada or anywhere else in the world that would require a more in-look into a person's background. But it could also carry imprisonment up to, I think, the total of 7 days and also a fine. I do know that, I think, Minister Josefa Madigan in the previous government had looked to bring a bill in relation to putting more, I suppose, legislative structure around contempt of court and increasing those potential penalties. That's something that might come through this new government now. But it does have a fairly serious and negative consequences to a person who could be seen to be held in contempt of court or breaching some court orders in relation to publication if a judge makes that order. So it can have a quite detrimental effect on that person.
Just a distinction I want to make, and so people are clear, does everything change, we'll say, when somebody, a person or persons, is convicted and the case is over? Can one pretty much say what one wants about that person then, or and that case on social media? Is it just the sub judice thing that you're concerned about?
Basically, a person carries with them the presumption of innocence up until the point that they are found guilty of an offence, and that could be before a jury in a higher court. What I would say is that people should just be very careful in what they put up on social media throughout an entire court process, right up until its conclusion. I suppose the best way I could put it is, nowadays everything is so instant. People can very quickly put up views and opinions online, but I suppose if they took a step back and thought to themselves before they put this message up, or would they feel comfortable standing in front of a High Court judge in the Central Criminal Court in the CCJ in Dublin and saying exactly what they were about to post in front of the judge, the legal team, the jury, the family members of victims? If they're not comfortable, then they shouldn't really be putting anything up at all, is what I would recommend.
Yeah, so think before you hit that send button. Well, I think we certainly all learned something interesting from you there about the rules and the ins and outs of the sub judice rule. Owen, we'll leave it there, but thank you for writing that very interesting piece, which I think I think anyone who uses social media regularly could do with reading it. We'll leave it there. Thanks a million for joining us this afternoon.
Thanks very much, Deirdre.
And that is Owen O'Sullivan there. His dad is originally from South Kerry. He is a solicitor with the law firm KOD Lyons in Dublin. And as I said, he's written a really interesting piece on the whole subject of sub judice and wondering if people really understand what it means and why we all need to be more careful about commenting on cases that are still open, that are still before the courts, no matter how emotional you might feel about the crime that led to that court appearance. It's just gone 2:30. We'll be talking about Killarney Toastmasters.